Hey everybody, I'm Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I'd like to address a question that I get asked with pretty good frequency, and that is if sociopaths, psychopaths, and narcissists are the same thing. Now, anyone who's been unfortunate enough to encounter a sociopath or a psychopath, those words can be used interchangeably, will tell you that they are the most selfish people on the planet. They care literally nothing for other people. All they truly care about is what they want. They seem to have no genuine feelings of their own, and the sociopath is more like an empty machine than a person. A machine who can only fill its own wants and endlessly hunger for more. This is not so different from the way that the pathological narcissist behaves. So how similar are they, and what's the difference? Let's talk about the science behind both of these first. Both psychopaths and narcissists suffer from what's called the narcissistic wound. This is the defining injury to the psyche, which occurred during the young psychopath or narcissist development. It's the trauma or series of traumas that made them what they are. In the narcissist, these traumas occurred after some emotions developed, but before regulation of these emotions or empathy was learned. Therefore, we could say that the narcissist suffers from too much emotion rather than not enough. The emotions he does possess are out of control and unregulated because he's unable to control them, much the same way a very young child is unable to control their emotions. The narcissist's emotions are all self-focused, however, again, like a very young child, and if he possesses empathy at all, it's generally maladaptive and dysfunctional. His few emotions are simply too important. They're the focus of his entire being. It's for this reason that narcissists are unable to empathize with other people. Other people just don't matter to them as much as how they feel. In the psychopath, the narcissistic wound occurred before any truly genuine feelings developed at all. Therefore, for all intents and purposes, the psychopath has no real feelings. These feelings have never developed, and they're never going to. There's no empathy, dysfunctional or otherwise. Even for himself. He may feel primitive variants of fear or anger, like the type that all animals feel to ensure self-preservation, like fight or flight, but some sociopaths don't even feel those. There is literally nothing there. They only feel physical feelings, such as when something feels good to the body, and they can become like addicted to these things because it's the only experience they have with real feelings. This is the dynamic we see at play with serial murderers and psychopaths that are adrenaline junkies. They suffer from chronic boredom, like a lot of narcissists, and they become addicted to the rush because it's the only real feeling that they have. So that's the science, in a nutshell, behind it. And now we can talk about the difference. So in relating to other human beings, there are some differences between the psychopath and the narcissist, and there are many similarities. The main difference seems to be in interpersonal relationships. The narcissist and the psychopath are both manipulators, and they both wear masks. However, the narcissist needs other people very much. The sociopath does not. Unencumbered as he is by the emotional baggage carried around by the narcissist, the psychopath can play out a role for a very extended period of time if he has to. He can derive private satisfaction from his manipulations and his wrongdoings without relying on external validation of how powerful he is. This is something that the narcissist has a lot of trouble with. His true self always comes through in the end because it demands acknowledgement and it demands satisfaction loudly. His end goal is purely selfish. The psychopath's goals are selfish as well, but they don't rely on the validation of other people. So because of that, his ego does not come into play the same way the narcissist's ego does, and the psychopath can remain hidden for far, far longer. In fact, unless he makes a very serious mistake, which is rare, but it does happen, he might never be revealed. The difference between psychopaths and narcissists then would be one of degrees. we could say that a sociopath or a psychopath is an end stage narcissist. When narcissism is taken to its utmost extreme and the personality is so self-involved and self-focused that literally the only feelings which may occur are those aimed at making the self feel good, you have a psychopath. This is why there is so much overlap. Sociopaths are narcissists. Many narcissists have psychopathic tendencies as well. There is a theory which can explain this. In healthy people, there's a level of narcissism, but it's not pathological. That means it's not inflexible. Healthy narcissism does not demand that other people worship, revere, admire, or give things to the person just because the person wants those things. Healthy narcissism does not scream that it's being oppressed or abused just because the person can't have what they want or is forced to treat other people equally. People with healthy amounts of narcissism don't insist that others should go without just so they can have more. That's not healthy narcissism. The way we often hear it said is, people with healthy amounts of narcissism don't insist that you should set yourself on fire to keep them warm, and that if you won't, you're abusive and uncaring. This graphic that you see on your screen shows the whole narcissistic spectrum for human emotion and personality. As we can see, Cluster B personality disorders are grouped beneath pathological narcissism. As we can also see, psychopathy is there as well. This is the theory which postulates that all Cluster B personality disorders sit on a pathological narcissistic spectrum. This is a theory which carries a lot of weight. As you can see, they're all listed under pathological narcissism. The Cluster B personality disorders are histrionic, borderline, narcissistic, and antisocial. If we were to envision the spectrum of malignant narcissism to start at histrionic personality disorder and end with being a psychopath or antisocial personality disorder, we can see that there is indeed quite a bit of validity to this theory. Now, here's a graphic depicting that spectrum. Note that this particular spectrum does not encompass all narcissism as the first one did. This second graphic measures malignant narcissism only, or pathological narcissism. All of the Cluster B personality disorders express some type of pathological narcissism. The further down on the spectrum someone is placed, the worse the pathological narcissism is, until we arrive at antisocial personality disorder, which is the complete absence of empathy or conscience. Notice that there is not a large gap between narcissistic personality disorder and antisocial personality disorder. This is because there's a great deal of overlap in these. It's interesting to note, too, that most of the Cluster B disorders do occur in clusters. That is to say, they rarely exist on their own. There's almost always another Cluster B personality disorder that is comorbid. So a person usually does not have pure BPD or just BPD. Many people will be diagnosed with HPD, NPD, and BPD. That's histrionic, narcissistic, and borderline personality disorders. Or they may be diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and antisocial personality disorder. There are quite a few serial murderers and mothers who have killed their children who have that exact diagnosis. This is another signal that the narcissistic spectrum theory is right on the money. There is more than one type of sociopath, and another interesting thing to note is that the further down the spectrum a person is placed, the fewer symptoms of the other Cluster B personality disorders are present. You wouldn't expect a psychopath to go into the hysterical tizzies and fits that borderline personality disorder is famous for, and most of them don't. This can probably be attributed to psychopaths having no true emotions. If a psychopath were to have such an emotional outburst, it would serve you well to investigate if it's an act first before concluding that it's genuine, because it probably isn't. Histrionics, borderlines, and narcissists feel cheated, overlooked, and discarded by the rest of the world. The psychopath just does not look at things that way. As the quintessential narcissist, it's impossible for the true psychopath to feel anything about or for other people at all. This usually includes anger. The idea that psychopaths are mad at the world is interesting, but it's really a misnomer. They feel nothing for the world or the people in it. The difference between this and the narcissist is that the psychopath generally feels nothing for himself either, whereas the narcissist feels only for himself about 95% of the time. Most psychopaths, for instance, don't fear death, illness, or injury, whereas many narcissists fear these things greatly. This could be because, as some experts have postulated, psychopaths are never even really alive in terms of human existence. They're more like a machine or a robot. So, what do we conclude from this? If we follow the spectrum, we see that the focus on the self increases like a balloon being inflated more and more and more until it reaches a frenzied, unsustainable importance in narcissistic personality disorder. Then when you hit antisocial personality disorder, it's like the balloon bursts. The focus has now become so narrow that not even the self can fit into it. It's as if, rather than being a slave to the hungry, selfish, malfunctioning ego, the way that the histrionic, borderline, and narcissist are, the psychopath has become the hungry, selfish, malfunctioning ego. The narcissist, the histrionic, and the borderline are miserable because they're forever trying to silence and appease the ego, but they still exist outside of it. The psychopath is the ego. He is empty, but he doesn't feel miserable because those kinds of more evolved feelings exist outside of the primitive desire and selfishness of the ego, and the psychopath does not. So, since all psychopaths are end-stage narcissists, we can therefore conclude that psychopaths are in fact narcissists and that narcissists are in fact, quote, lesser psychopaths. It's safe to say that both of these personalities are damaging and dangerous. Keep yourselves safe out there. You've been listening to the Meditation and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful day.